In the name of Jesus, we continue to study the book of John. So please turn to chapter 3. John chapter 3. John chapter 3 in verse 16. John 3:16. Okay, so this verse we all familiar with, right? We memorized before. But the question is, why can only the Son of God bring us eternal life? Why Jesus, He is the Son of God, is the only one, the only way who can give us the eternal life? What is the reason? In chapter 3. Can anyone find any reason? Especially, just look at the first section, no? Verse 1 to 21, to find some reason. Anyone? Father. Brother, any answer? Why can only the Son of God, Jesus, bring us eternal life? Which verse will you use? Huh? Kevin? 17. Verse 17. Okay. Right, 17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Okay, good. Sister, any verse can support that Jesus, the Son of God, is the only way giving you the eternal life? Sister, I think, which verse will I use? What's here? 13. Okay, so 3:13 is a very important. No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. This is the key. Actually, 13 is the key. Before Jesus proclaimed the message in 16 to 18, he is the only one came from heaven. At the same time, he remained in heaven. So he knows the best. He knows the way how to go to heaven. Otherwise, no one ever come go to heaven. How can any other to show you the way? Right? No way. If you haven't go to that place, how can we direct someone to go there? It's very logical. So, only Jesus, he came down from heaven. He has ascended to heaven. On the same time, he is in the world, but he also in heaven. Okay? So that is why he alone can be the way to heaven. So in chapter 1, verse 51, Jesus, he already said to Nathanael, right? To Nathanael, 51:151 says, most assuredly, I said to you, hereafter you shall see heaven open and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. He is the gate. He is the legislator. So, Jesus, he is the only way. It's very important concept. Once we try to talk to our friend who has different faith, we have to ask if they believe someone can deliver them into the so-called heavenly kingdom or paradise. Have the so-called savior or the founder, they went there before? Do they know the place? It's questionable. But only Jesus, he came down from heaven and he proclaimed, absolutely said, I am the way. If just compare, make a comparison between the statement of Jesus and other founder of other faith, you can see the difference. So, the more we read Bible, we know how Jesus, he is so special. He is so special to our humankind. Okay, so from verse 13, we can know it. All right, so let's go to another question. What motivates a person to come to Christ, and what keeps a person away? In this section, what motivates a person to come to the Christ? Father, chapter 3, 1 to 21. Try to find the answer. And what keeps a person away? The person, a certain kind of person, they dare not to come to Jesus. They try to avoid and then run away. Who? Jack. Yeah? 19 and 20. Okay? 19, please read. Okay, so those who commit sin, they dare not come to Jesus. They enjoy in darkness. But who can come to Jesus? Who? Sister. Aline. He who light, delight the light, right? Okay. So it's comparison. We can see if a person with a humble heart and want to submit themselves to the truth, and they will come to draw themselves to Jesus, because Jesus said he is the light of the world, right? If someone looking for light, they will come to, naturally come to the light. But on the other hand, if someone enjoy this darkness, sinful things, sinful world, then they are so scared about the light. Okay? So Jesus has brought into this light, this word, light, right? And he is the source of goodness. Let's continue. Continue to see evildoers. They don't want to come to Jesus. They enjoy living in sin, because coming to Jesus, their conscience will be rebuked. They will feel this guilty in their heart, because the standard, the truth, was just like a saw peer into people's heart. So that's why every time if we commit sin, if we have some wrongdoings, we come to church or come to Jesus with a heavy heart, right? Because our heart is just like the sin was like a burden, heavy burden put on our heart. So that's why this kind of people, they are not, don't want, try to avoid, come to church, come to Jesus. You know, so in the church, we do have a brother, sister, who are away from, they try to avoid any church visitation, or if even though the minister, council member may call them, or brother, sister call them to invite them come back to church, but they just say no, or no response at all. This kind of action indicates something behind. You know, most of case, people, if they commit sins, they have this kind of heavy heart. They don't want to come. So if a member, they got lost, we have to consider how to show love to them. And that's why if a member, they got lost, but they come back to the church, sometimes our greeting, our word, conversation is very important. You know, they come to church, this is a big step already. So don't use our mouth to push them away. We just simply greet them and say hello. Don't ask too much. You know, sometimes people, you know, so hesitate to come back to church because once they come to the church, so many people will ask the reason, and then they may comment. And this kind of the conversation eventually become a hinder to the member. So if we know this member has been disappeared from church for a while, then if you saw they come back, thank God, pray for them. In our prayer, remember his heart, his faith, and ask the Holy Spirit to guide their ways. Continue come to church. Because gradually through the word of God, in the sermon, they will hear the message. And then Holy Spirit will guide them. You know, step by step, they will return back to the light. Okay? So we are very important. We are doing holy work for the church pastoral work. Okay, so if we can all have this kind of concept together, then our church have less and less lost sheep. Okay? So call your friends if you know someone lost, got lost, then greet them and then invite them with warm heart. Okay? This is how Jesus, he mentioned this passage for us to learn. Because Lord Jesus, he is the final judge. We are not going to be a judge. Okay? We are just a brother, sister. We just do our part, our duty, and then let other things be done by Jesus. Okay? So this is this section. And then from verse 22 to 36, this is the final testimony of the John the Baptist in chapter 3. Okay? We read it, so let's ask the question for ourselves. What was the understanding of John the Baptist about his own role? Because in this section, John, he keep emphasizing he is just a friend. He is not the bridegroom. He is not the main law, right? He is just a side. He's just a friend. Friend anyway. He is not the main character. So if you are attending wedding, you are just a friend, right? Don't put on the center, and then behave just like you are a bride or you are bridegroom. You know, people will just let that view. John, he understands his law. Okay, so what is the key? What is the key? He was aware of his law as a servant, just like the friend of the bridegroom. Friend only. So he knows his time have come. In verse 24, for John was not yet cast into prison. But soon after, he was put into the prison. Okay? So this time, even his disciple comment about Jesus and his disciples. John, he just humbly proclaimed, he will increase, he must increase, but I must decrease. What a humble heart. So he knows that is the way supposed to be. As a sermon, so always remember, we are only a sermon. Okay? Only a sermon. We are just bear testimony for Jesus. So don't bring someone to ourselves. If we have a friend come to the church, through the movement of Holy Spirit, someone want to follow you to the church, then don't forget, we are just a messenger. Don't consider this friend, this truth seeker is mine. Someone have this wrong concept. We just witness anyone with this kind of concept, eventually they will depart from the church because their heart is not right, not upright. They try to build their own reputation and earn humans' honors and glory. This kind of heart, God can see through it. So eventually, this kind of person, the work is become empty. We don't want to be like that, right? So always remember, we are just a servant. The true seeker come, we have to bring it to Jesus, to the church. Everybody all work together to encourage the true seeker come to Jesus to receive blessings and really enter into the truth to follow the truth. Okay? So what can we learn from John the Baptist about the attitude in serving God? What can we learn in this section? From 22 to 36. You read before, right? Because we don't have time. Otherwise, you have to answer it. Knowing our identity and our role is basic to serve God. So always remember, we are nothing. Lord Jesus can accomplish, he can complete all the work by himself alone. We are insignificant. But Jesus gave us this opportunity to work with him. So don't steal, don't rob the glory of God. We are only servants to serve. Listen, be obedient to the master. And forget about human praise or glory. Any kind of this kind of the mindset will eventually deviate from the right path. You know, from the history, also from the TJC history, we see it many times already. So be very sober and very careful, watchful. The more we work for Jesus, the more watchful, the more prayer we have to be. Otherwise, it's so dangerous. Okay? John, he is the example. So a genuine and selfless interest in the work of God. So don't come to serve God with our own ambition. Remember, there is no so-called your personal ambition. I want to build this kind of reputation. I want to come out as an image of certain image before brother, sister. Forget about this. A genuine faith, genuine heart, selfless. If we come some other agenda, hidden agenda in our work, God knows, eventually it will be revealed. Okay? So be prepared and be pure in heart when we serve. You know, some brother, sister in your age, it happened before. Someone come to do 40 work, be very zealous or very fervent, or become very intelligent. For what? For draw some attention of brothers or sisters. You know. And then we come to build his own identity or own image. And then he will get some authority and bring people along himself. Okay? So, let's learn from John the Baptist. Okay? We have to be careful. Okay? All right, so this is in chapter 3, I think. Chapter 4. Let's continue in chapter 4. Chapter 4. This is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Which verse? This is from Bible. Which verse? This is indeed the Christ. The Savior of the world. Brother John. Verse 42. So this is the conclusion of Samaritans about Jesus. And this also become the theme of chapter 4. Jesus indeed is the Christ. This message is revealed to them through the Samaritan woman, whom be despised by the Samaritan. The woman actually is he is so scared to come to draw water when all people assemble together. So she tried to separate himself from others. Why? Because, you know, he used to have 5 husbands, but right now the man live with her is not her husband. So you can see she buried this kind of the burden. So she isolated herself from others. Right? But she gave a very important message. She delivered, say, I met the Messiah. And these people, this Samaritan, the whole city, they came to Jesus and then they asked Jesus to stay with them, abide with them for how many days? 5 days? 7 days? 2 days. Right? Only 2 days. Then they come out with this conclusion, say, "Wow, this is indeed the Christ, the Savior." See how the efficiency, can you compare? Only 2 days with Jesus, then they convert themselves, then they get it. So today, you know, we stay in the ISTS, how many days now? How many days? ISTS, today is the 10th day? night? 第几天? Start from 9, right? So today is the ninth day. Nine days already. Do you get the convinced, the very firm concept? Yes, Jesus is the Christ. He is my Savior. Do we meet Jesus personally in the prayer, in the sermon, in Bible reading? Do we feel this touch of Jesus? The fulfill the fullness of Jesus, of Holy Spirit. Do we? If not, then we have to keep climbing this spiritual mountain because only 2 days left, right? Right? Today is Tuesday, right? Yes, only 2-4 days. So you have another chance, 2 days. This Samaritan, let's stay with Jesus 2 days and then they come out with this conclusion. Hopefully we can repeat it. Okay? The section divided in 1 to 22. Revelation to the Samaritan. Jesus purposely went there to meet that pitiful woman and then revealed to her this revelation. And this is the way Jesus showed us how to evangelize the gospel. If we learn it, then we will all become a warrior of this gospel. We can approach and do outreach to those who we probably dare not to get contact. Jesus showed us how to break this barrier. And then Jesus delivered the message directly. Not any empty talk or just we make friends first and then, do such and such things. No, Jesus directly give her the best. I will give you the living water. Wow. This woman, wow. So admire. Give me this living water, right? So he just hit the right point. So how smart our Lord Jesus is, okay? So this is the revelation. And later, this revelation to all Samaritans, not only this woman. This woman is just a starter. The second section from 43 to 54, the second sign. The second sign. Okay. And then in the section 1, what is the key verse? What is the key verse you will select? If this is a revelation to Samaritan, what is the key verse you may use? You select your own. Sister, you select the second section. The second section, the key verse you may use for section 2. My brother, you first. Which verse you may use? Daniel. Verse 10, read it. Okay, good. You can have your own key verse to explain this section. Okay, you know, preacher or the any reference give you just a reference only. You define your own. Okay, but when you use this key verse, you have to use this central verse to explain the whole section. Try to connect it together. So the so-called keywords is not just isolated verse, but it must relate to all the section. Okay. What else? I want another brother. Come say, how about any volunteer? Anyone? Yes, Nathan. 23. 23, huh? So verse 23 23 is here. So the hour comes, and now is when the true worshipper should worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeks such to worship him. Okay, very good. We are all familiar with this verse, right? Okay, true worship. Worship God in truth, in spirit. All right, good. How about sister? The second section. Sister, any volunteer? Huh? 53. I say, all right, read. So it was the same hour in which Jesus said to him, your son lives. Okay? The same hour. Any other sister? Emily. Verse 50? Okay. Please read. Okay. Jesus said to him, "You, 50, huh? 50. Go your way. Your son lives by faith." He went. All right, very good. So this is the exercise. Once you divide the chapter into sections, try to find your key verse and then connect it to the whole section. In the first section, I picked 24, because this is how Jesus changed the Samaritan woman's view, her focus from the praise or the grace, the barrier, to break the barrier and then bring her to the truth. Worship God. Come out with spirit and truth. Spirit, Jesus already promised to her, right? I will give you the living water. And how about the truth? Truth from the word of Jesus. Jesus said to her. And after Jesus proclaimed to her, in verse 20, verse 26. Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am He." So she recognized, wow, Messiah is here. Okay? So, the worship God in spirit and in truth. Second section. Except see signs, you will not believe. Jesus said to this noble man, right? Unless people see signs, otherwise they will not believe. See it, because this is how Jews at that time, even though there's some may witness so many signs, but they still reject Jesus. But to this man, after he heard what Jesus said, he went on his way. He believed, and then he experienced. Okay, so this key verse is try to explain how important the sign is. Without this sign, this miracle, even this is the father. He is a father, right? Father. He just cannot believe or do not have enough faith to Jesus. Okay. All right. So these two sections. The first section. What can we learn from the Lord in the way we share the gospel to others? He's focused on Jesus talked to the Samaritan woman. What is the barrier between Jesus and this woman? What? Daniel, race. Because Jews and Samaritan, right? What else? Culture. Okay. So they may have different culture, yes. Right? Kevin? Gender, yes. Man and woman. Right? Joshua? Huh? Behavior, okay. Behavior, you mean this, or she has five husbands before, so he's a woman, but Jesus is upright, right? Okay, yeah. She's righteous and unrighteous. Okay, let's put it this way. Okay, Christopher. Faith, different faith, yes. Our father say we worship God in this mountain. Your father say you worship God in Jerusalem. Different faith. Okay? This is all the barriers. Any other sister, do you find any other more? What else? Huh? Action. Okay, actions. What? Explain it. Uh-huh. Okay. All right. Do you get it? Yeah? The actions. Right? Action, right? Anymore? No? Sister? Uh-huh. Okay. So, Jesus, he didn't know the woman, right? A stranger. He's a stranger, not a friend. Say, oh, we chat and then we introduce something to him or to the person and then invite the person come to eat. Oh, he's a stranger. Yes. This is someone you feel uncomfortable to talk to, especially if you talk to a gangster. Someone is, oh, it's all the tattoo in your heart, you know? All the in your body, and if you want to talk to this kind of outreach to the guy, and then are you willing to preach, or just say okay, just give him some flyer, and let him go alone. Consider, okay, so. Jesus' goal was clear, right? He wanted the woman to know his identity as the Messiah. Eventually, Jesus revealed his identity to her. Okay? But Jesus wanted to put her faith in him. Because this woman, she worshiped God in the mountain. because she was born of the culture, she doesn't know the right way. Right? So, basically, without Jesus, no hope, no salvation. All her worship become empty, in vain. Jesus showed her the grace. So, Jesus want her to have right faith. So, he start by asking her for a drink. So, this is a starting point, right? When this Samaritan woman come, Jesus already there. But at this moment, all his disciples went to the city, into the village. So Jesus was alone. Now this Samaritan woman come, and then Jesus start to ask, "Give me a drink." This is the starting point. So sometimes we dare not to ask someone to help. How to approach it to someone? Do you get point? Sometimes we have to humble ourselves, lower our position as a, "Can you give me something?" Right? Not always be like a giver, "I will give you something." So you have to accept my gift. Jesus asked this woman, "Give me a drink." So this is a very, very different way compared to our way, right? If we come to others, we may just, we always have something to offer. Think about what Jesus said. It is hard to break ground. This barrier, so many layers, right? We mentioned it, so many layers. How to start it? The key is start from something common, right? Drink. This is how the woman came to draw water. But this is a method. This is a matter of method, the way you approach it. But before you can come out this way, the motivation, the heart is the key. Jesus, he specially came to this city, right? Usually they will bypass the Shikar. But Jesus just directly go there for what? To preach this woman. Purposely. So this his heart wanted to preach, to reach out for preaching. And only for actually target is this Samaritan woman. You can from Bible you can see the intention of Jesus, especially go there for this woman at that moment to meet one person. So sometimes when we preach, we cannot count too much in commercial way, because our human way we will count, this trip, how many work we can accomplish, right? Sometimes we care so much about the cost. We have to reap as much as possible. But to Jesus, he brought all his 12 disciples, 13 people together as a team, then go there, only meet one person, purposely, just for her. You can see the heart. So sometimes we do holy work, don't count the cost. Sometimes if we count too much, you dare not to do it. You will say no. Let's go to other place. We can meet more people, right? But who knows? Through this woman, then the entire city come to believe indeed this is the Christ, the Savior of the world. What a change. Okay? So we must get the point. So we know how to evangelize. We know how to care others. Find a common ground, and lower our position for asking something, but that is directly related to the gospel. Because Jesus is going to offer her the living water. So this water from where? This is just a tool. Through this way, Jesus, he start to talk. And then, step by step, guide her focus into the truth. And then, because, you know, we can see how this woman, her difficulty, her barrier in between was taken away one by one. Then Jesus proclaimed to her, I am the Christ. So directly, right? Okay? So, what is the spiritual effect that result from drinking the living waters? What? In this section, we cite a lot about the verse. Which verse? Verse 14, right? Verse 14. When we're talking about Holy Spirit, we always cite from John 4:14. And then so-called the living water. If we drink it, what is the result? What is the effect? Compare if we don't drink from this living water. It never thirst. Okay. So you'll be satisfied. Always. Good. Everlasting life. Yes, everlasting life. What else? Brother. The effect, spiritual effect of drinking the living water, which refer to our Holy Spirit, right? Joshua. You'll be content. Okay. Jesse. Me? Can you see someone repeat it? Oh, this is the fountain of Holy Spirit for eternal life? I mean, the fountain. Okay. All right. We have been an alien from this heavenly kingdom. Without Jesus, we are all sinners, right? And what is the future or the characteristic of being a sinner who are away from God? What? If we are sinners, then means we are spiritual dead, right? So we are just dry. We are empty. We are empty. So you can see Holy Spirit is the living water to quench our spiritual thirst. That's why, you know, without Jesus, without Holy Spirit, no matter how much material you have or how much money you own, there is no true satisfaction. Because you always feel this empty spot. No way to fill it. The thirst always there, no way to quench it. But Holy Spirit, the grace of Jesus is the key. So we say we drink the living water, meaning we are satisfied. This Holy Spirit will really come with joy, peace, right? So that's why the more we pray, the more we be filled with the Holy Spirit, we can experience the real joy. So then you don't need the entertainment. You don't have to spend your time in iPad to view YouTube. To go, so-called, right now is the, or go Facebook, maybe it's old-fashioned already, Facebook. Or you go to whatever, the link, right, or whatever. So many different ways to try to give you entertainment. If we have true joy, and our spirituality is not thirsty, then we don't need it. We will enjoy in reading Bible, prayer. What a simple way! You don't need much money. You don't have to earn six figure a year. Then you will feel enough, right? So how much we can eat a day? How many square feet you need for your sleep? Right? Today in this ICS, you sleep on the floor. Right? This room, our prayer room, how many brothers stay there overnight? How many? 10? Huh? 7? Okay, and then Sai Chapel, how many? We have a total of brother. You all basically stay in these two rooms, right? You just four by six or four by seven. Just a square, small block. It's enough. You feel good, right? But maybe you go home. Your room is more than that prayer room already. Right? But it's the same thing. Maybe you cannot sleep when you are alone at home. But you know, every night I just heard, wow, it's in the room, so. So beautiful, anyway. You have very sound sleeping here, even though it's so simple. So this comparison, you just compare your life here in church, and then when you go home, in your fancy room, you have so many things at home. Do you have much joy than here? No. So we compare our spiritual satisfaction from Holy Spirit, from the Word of God, from our concentration in Jesus, get closer to Jesus, then we receive it. So remember, don't put too much time in entertainment. Don't follow the trend of the society. The Apple, the company, you know, Microsoft, all these big companies, they try to direct the trend of the humankind. As long as the American, they do it, then other countries, they follow. So I go to Brazil. They just, you know, they look at the USA. They follow the trend. Whatever we do, then maybe 5 years later, they follow. They are much slower, but they just follow the wrong way, you know, and the society become corruptible. Everybody try to learn, have more iPad. iPad actually is very expensive there, you know. But they earn money and then try to want an iPhone. They don't need an iPhone actually. But this is a trend. They do need it because this is what I supposed to have. Wrong. Right? So remember, this is how Jesus showed us. Okay, so drink from this living water, not drink the saliva of the dragon, okay? Saliva, you know, in the Revelation, there's three kind of the kousui. Don't drink from this society. We will get poisoned. Remember. Okay? Next, so the Holy Spirit, invigorate our soul with joyful hope and satisfy us with God's love. We, in Jesus, we feel the love of Jesus. We will be content, and we will dedicate our life to serve him. This is very important. In this society, we do need someone dedicate their life to serve. GA has been issued twice later, to recruit the GTB student. No one say yes, I want to dedicate my life to serve. So this actually is indicate our youth. We don't put the focus on the right thing. Hopefully in this generation we can find more. Okay? You are the hope of the church. Try to equip ourselves well, and then when the hour is come, then the answer say, yes, I'm here, send me. Okay? So Jesus will give us a new life. He will continue to renew us and sanctify us. So Holy Spirit is the renewing power every day. Always remember, drink from this living water, not from your iPhone. Okay? Why did Jesus reveal the woman's personal life? This is another question. Jesus talked to her, right? Jesus talked to her, and then Jesus just mentioned her past, this pitiful past. Five husbands mean she has been divorced five times, or her previous husband passed away. Either way, right? Either way. She could be divorced five times, or she could be divorced three times and then twice her husband passed away. Then she can marry someone. Yeah? This is a fact. So her life was so pitiful. But why Jesus revealed his past, his life to everybody? What is the reason? Do you ponder about it? Jesus can use it another way, right? Why not? But Jesus uses this way. Any good reason? Sister. Because it is related to the sister. It's more sensitive. What is your answer? Sister. About... only Jesus knows. It's a secret. Okay, yes, it's a secret. At that moment, no one knows. Okay, no public, no newspaper. Janice. Any answer? Brother, your turn. Liang. This is whatever Jesus said, right? Okay. Revealing her private life was part of the process of making her to believe he is the Messiah. Because after Jesus saying, right, then this woman said, Rabbi, or the teacher, right? Oh, sir, you are the prophet because you know my past. So this divine knowledge that Jesus shown make her conclude that he was a prophet. This is the first step. Oh. But later, after Jesus talked to her about worshiping God, the true worshiper must worship in spirit and in truth. And then she recognized Jesus is the Messiah. Okay? So this is the way how Jesus to convince her. Okay? So time's up. We will continue tomorrow.